A rancor bearing a Felucian rider thundered through the forest. The apprentice jumped from mushroom cap to mushroom cap until he was in a position above the rider's head. Then he leapt down with lightsaber swinging. The rider's organic headdress covered everything from the neck up, as with all the warriors. He had some force resistance, but he couldn't withstand Darth Vader's apprentice for long. Once the rider was dispatched, he brought down the rancor with a stream of Sith lightning that made its eyes shine like the headlights of a city speeder. He hopped off its back as it dropped to the forest floor, having seen a landmark in the direction he was heading. Straddling a narrow, weed-choked river was a series of bulbous structures that looked remarkably like buildings, albeit buildings hollowed from the boles of giant fungi. Felucians ran through these narrow streets, preparing defenses and mustering their rancor mounts. The river wound through the forest to his right. He circled the rancor corpse to find it. At the river's edge, he used the force to attract one of the many flat-backed river beasts he had seen the Felucians ride. Its mind was semi-sentient at best, but its mighty flukes could manage a fair turn of speed. Gripping its carapace with one hand, he rode its undulating body toward the town. "That'll do," he told his half-submerged steed as they approached the town's borders. The beast nuzzled into the bank, and he leapt aground near a massive, conical standing stone that loomed half a head taller than him among the gelatinous trees. He put a hand against it for balance and was surprised by two things: that it was warm, and that it wasn't made of stone at all. Puzzled, he swung his lightsaber in a sweeping arc, cutting the odd monument in two. The top fell away with a crash, revealing an interior made of fibers and organic material. Bone, he thought. A tooth. The ground beneath him shook, and he braced himself against the monument. From the town, he heard the sound of Felucians crying out in alarm. A curious thought began to take shape in his mind. Ignoring it for the moment, he advanced on the town with lightsaber swinging. He hacked through the jungle, felling every plant within his range. There was no reception waiting for him as he neared the town's borders, which seemed to consist of an irregular oval, a kilometer or two across, surmounted by several of the strange giant teeth. A moat of acid and dead vegetation wound through the crowding mushroom trunks. Obviously a defensive barrier, more against pests than against serious invaders, such as the apprentice. He hopped over the acid and slashed at another tooth as he landed. Again, the ground shook. A visible wave rippled along the village's border as though something was moving under the soil. The few Felucians visible on the streets fled into the jungle. "Did you tell them to leave, Shakti?" he called. He could sense the Jedi Master nearby. The apprentice hopped off the border wall and walked into town, keeping his lightsaber carefully at the ready. "Shakti!" he called, turning his head to look from side to side. He passed more of the giant teeth as he approached the center of the town. They were smaller and cleaner than the previous ones, less infested with mildew and mushrooms, and functioned as fences defining gardens or lanes. It struck him, though, that the houses had been built to accommodate the fences, rather than the other way around, which would make sense if the teeth belonged to some vast and sprawling creature that lay directly underfoot. Why else would so many of the teeth be pointed inward, leaning almost horizontally in a way that would trip or even injure an unwary passerby? The confirmation of that guess came when he turned the last corner and found himself facing the center of the town. There, standing on the concentric gums of a vast sarlacc pit, touched by neither the massive feeding tentacles nor the flexing of the slender teeth, sat Shakti. Her legs were crossed and her eyes closed. Deep in meditation, she didn't look up as he approached, and seemed not to be aware of him at all. He didn't believe that for a second. With a flick of one wrist, he ripped a mushroom out of the sarlacc skin and threw it at her head. She flicked it away with the force, barely moving an eyebrow. "You reek of that coward Vader," she said, unfurling her legs and standing in one smooth movement. Her horn-like mantras framed her red-skinned face like an elaborate headdress. He raised the tip of his lightsaber in challenge, but still, she didn't reach for hers. "My master is not a coward," he said. "Then why are you here in his place?" she asked with a knowing smile. Welcome to the ancient abyss, a place of sacrifice since time immemorial. He smiled, letting anger fuel his hatred for her and for all that the Jedi represented. With the dark side behind him, he reached out for the mind of the Sarlacc and goaded it to lash out at her. All the creature did was roar. It resisted him, he realized, with her help.